Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Forgiveness. We're talking about where forgiveness fits in relation to addressing wrongs, and also some of the barriers that can be put in the place of forgiving someone who's wronged us. And I think we need to start with a little bit of a gentle acknowledgement this week that we will be wronged in the course of this lifetime, that we share this world with a whole bunch of other imperfect people, and that we have been wronged in the past and we will be wronged again. And it's also true that, unfortunately, we're going to be doing a little bit of that wronging as well. It's true to acknowledge that forgiveness is an important counterweight to injustice and things that have happened. But it's also important to acknowledge and maybe consider that forgiveness is actually a process and not just a single action. It's about a lot more than saying that you forgive the person. It starts well before that dialogue happens and continues well after that as well. Relationships take time to mend or not. And emotional readiness is actually one of the first barriers to being able to forgive someone or some institution. And that's if there is an ongoing hurt, if you're still feeling an emotional impact, then obviously that's going to be something that makes forgiveness really, really difficult. I guess you owe it to yourself to get some assistance for that and to feel better. You owe it to yourself to limit the impact of that person's actions and to feel better, to work that through in a way. It can be really, really important. It can also be really, really helpful to talk about that hurt with the person, though, to discuss that and to be heard and maybe validated that the emotional impact of that person's behavior is something that's still an issue for you. Another thing that can stop us is our beliefs and our thinking about a particular transgression. If we get stuck in thinking that taking the step of forgiveness would actually mean that the other person would win and we would lose, then that can stop us from actually, you know, progressing and taking that step and forgiving people. So I think it's important in that situation to try and find a win-win in there, to acknowledge that it's actually maybe not about winning and losing, because if we get stuck in that dichotomy, no one actually likes to lose, and it can mean that we dig our heels in. My tip there would be to turn that forgiveness, that act, to cognitively, you know, choose to see that if you take that step and forgive someone, that actually that's a win for you, that you can grow and change as a result of that as well. And my last barrier that I think stops people from forgiving is a concern that forgiveness will actually create the conditions where the behavior will be repeated. And I guess that's a really legitimate fear to have. And maybe it helps to consider that concern as a warning that you're worried about this happening again. In order to address that, it might be having a think about your own boundaries, some steps that you might be able to take to keep yourself safe, how you might communicate that to the other person, how you might manage that so that that behavior isn't at risk of happening again. When we take that path of forgiveness, we actually go through a process of shared growth. Importantly, we can actually grow as people as well by moving on past something. It can be a really, really important way of wrapping up, you know, aspects of the past and allowing them to rest and growing beyond them. So, forgive yourself if there's some barriers to your own forgiveness this week with Mind Games.